Today on the podcast, let's talk connection and heart chakra. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you do appreciate this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share with a friend. And thank you so much for doing so. Quick old announcement, because we're starting to get into that beautiful holiday season, which means lots of travel and lots of things happening this week. Actually, I'm going to LA to visit my older sister, Lauren, who lives out there. So I'm going to be gone for a few days. I'm pretty tied up, so not going to be recording anything for the rest of the week. I'll be home for a week, so we'll get lots of good stuff next week. I think we'll be doing throat chakra, but you never know. Stuff changes up. And then from there, we are going to probably take a break for Christmas week, come back New Year's hot, fresh. I was thinking hot and fresh out the kitchen, just like R. Kelly. But that's what we're going to probably be doing. That's what I'm looking at for these next couple of weeks. So I'm sorry that I won't be here with you, but looked back, counted, we have about 110 episodes because girl, i.e. me, likes to talk a lot. So feel free to head back to the archives to revisit favorite episodes, new episodes to you, the yoga sequences, the guided meditations. You know, just take this opportunity to pick up something new and hopefully you find something that is calming and supportive for you this holiday season. And with that, let's get into today's podcast. This week in my yoga classes, we've been doing a continuation on the heart chakra, actually spending 2 weeks on it. We usually do one. And that's because at the end of the week, you know, I kind of taught a couple classes, I've done all the podcasts, I wrapped everything up, and it was like, cool, I really like what we did this week. And then I just suddenly had this thought, and I was like, oh my gosh, we haven't even explored this. And if you do get my newsletter, it comes out every Sunday, you saw a little intro to this in the newsletter, because I started talking about kind of putting your headphones in, and do we talk to people on the street? Do we actually connect with the people around you? And as I explored that, I realized it was even a bigger topic than I thought it was, and I really wanted to dive into this aspect of it a little deeper. So if you weren't around for last week's episodes, I mean, definitely go check them out, but we talked about the courage that it takes to connect, and that's the point of the heart chakra, is that we're taking all of our values, all of our past experiences, and then saying, hey, can I actually share this with others? Can I connect with others on this human level? Recognize that while we all have unique past experiences, we also are connected in our humanity. And it's a really important aspect to explore, is to explore this aspect of connection, because really it's what most of us are, I don't want to say it's what most of us are searching for. Maybe I should put it this way. In so much of the reading I do, from Buddhist texts, Hindu texts, yogic teachers, Ayurvedic teachers, you know, the common theme, or one of the major common themes that comes up when we talk about fulfillment and feeling good on a true, deep, soulful level is connection. And that when we don't feel connected, we feel lonely, we feel lost, we feel unfulfilled. And when we do feel connection, you know, it's kind of like putting all the puzzle pieces into place, and things start to feel good. And, you know, knowing how important connection is, you know, probably the last 2 or 3 years, it's kind of been on my list. Like, hey, work on connection, Sam. Keep working on connection. And I mean that, yes, in the like soulful, get connected to the universe sense, but also in the everyday, like, how can you feel a connection in this interaction? You know, in your yoga classes, you know, when you're teaching, how can you really connect to students? How do you connect to clients? How do you connect to family and to friends near and far away? So it's just been something that's really on my brain. And this week, when we explored, okay, heart chakra, and then started thinking about subways and how do we connect with people we don't really know, it kind of all came to a head, and I a little bit exploded with words and thoughts of what it does mean to connect and what's required for connection. So here are some thoughts, because, yeah, I'm going to just walk you through this. So I guess I'll start by saying that I don't really remember when it was that I learned to start avoiding eye contact with people on the street. I will say that I come from a very friendly, eye contact friendly family. Like, if you take a walk with my father, you will say hey to every single person that you meet on the trail, and it's a really lovely thing. And most of my family's like this. I think all my family's like this. So we've always been friendly people. And again, not necessarily even saying much of anything, but just a, hey, how you doing? How's it going? Like, simple as that. But there became a point where I did learn to start avoiding eye contact and to not reach out in this way that I did with my family. And I mean, a lot of this probably came from being 14, 15, 16 year old girl, like, you know, in the middle of downtown Buffalo, or taking city transit, getting beautiful, meaning not beautiful, catcalls, you know, starting at age 12, 13, maybe even younger. You know, and after I experienced that in Buffalo, I then moved to New York City for college. And I remember very distinctly in our orientation, we were right in downtown Manhattan, East Village. And one of the TAs was telling a story about how his, you know, older brother was trying to help these homeless people. He was like handing out sandwiches, got guns pulled on him, like all of the craziness that can happen. And to kind of just not engage. Like, the advice we were given was just don't engage, because you can't trust. You don't know what's going to happen. So don't engage. And I heeded this message. This kind of rang true to this whole sense of, hey, protect yourself, take care of yourself. You don't know what's going to happen out there. And it was all made the easier because I had just gotten an iPod at this point, right? An iPod, and I could put headphones in. I had hours and hours and hours of music loaded up. Like, I didn't need to connect. I could pretend I didn't hear people on the street. I could avert my eyes. Like, it was very, very easy. And kind of the public space became private again. And it's really interesting, because that's an interesting piece about New York, is it's so jam-packed with people that your personal space kind of by necessity extends to the outdoors. You know, you learn to have really important discussions in parks. You cry on the subway without really caring or noticing that people are around. You start to sing out loud as you walk down the street, because frankly, it seems less bothersome to do this outside than it would be to do it in your cramped apartment where your roommate is sleeping. And so you essentially learn to cut off your energy from others. You stop thinking about what, other people's needs are necessarily in a space, because you're just kind of like trying to protect your own energy and like take care of yourself in this very big, crazy, unruly environment. And, you know, as we've been exploring the heart chakra, I started to think like, okay, you know, we know energy doesn't really know limits, right? Like, you can't say like, let me keep the hate here and the love here. Let me keep the acknowledgement here and the ignoring here, right? Like, energy likes to flow and move around. And so I started to think about, how does this energy cut off in a very public sphere sense affect and relate to my personal relationships, right? So maybe the energy flow that's saying, Sam, cut yourself off from the people around you, can actually infect the personal relationships that I'm experiencing day to day. And, you know, this kind of rang true to me, because when I was really little, I remember growing up being really proud of my ability to totally and completely understand how a person was feeling. I mean, I spent a lot of time listening as a kid, you know, a lot of time around tables with all the adults, just listening to what they're talking about, just, to, you know, all the conversation of like Italian family that sits around a table for hours. And so I spent a lot of time absorbing and just, I don't know, I just remember picking up on this ability to say, oh, I totally get what's happening here, totally understand what's happening. Or you're a little sad, a little frustrated, a little nervous, completely. But I also know that I feel like those signals have gotten jammed a little bit. Like, they're just like kind of not transmitting in the same way. And just like I learned how to not make eye contact when I get off the subway, I also learned to ignore the subtle signals in people around me if I didn't have the time or energy, the bandwidth to deal with the problem, right? Like, so if you're kind of putting off, like, I'm in a bad mood vibes, I'm not going to sit there and be like, how can I make this better for you? I'm going to say, I don't need that right now, and kind of shut myself away. Maybe you've experienced this too. And I mean, an important side note, if you've met me in person, like, I think you know I'm not a callous, emotionless robot. I reach out, I connect, I love, I empathize. I have very deep and meaningful personal relationships. So this is not like, I'm letting you know I didn't care about anything. No. Like, I love you. I care about the people that are around me. But I do think that there are times where I wish I could understand a little more. I do realize that there's a difference between how I was as a 10 to 15 year old and how I am as a 30 year old. And obviously, like, in many ways, this is a very good thing, the ways that I've changed, but I miss some of that intuitive capacity and that connection capacity. So as I've been thinking about improving and expanding that heart chakra ability, you know, anytime that you're trying to fix or change a behavior, probably this happens to you too, kind of these warning signs flick up. Right? Like, there's a reason if I know that connecting and empathizing with people is good for me, there's a reason why I'm not doing it. And there's a big warning sign saying they're like, can't do that. That's not good. No way, Jose. Like, rah, rah, rah. And the same deal happens, right? Like, if you're trying to do a diet or a new workout, you know, you start experiencing that fear. Wait, what if I fail? What if I'm not good at it? What if this doesn't work? Like, right? Like, there's a reason, there's something that's holding you back. And so I experienced the same sort of fear. And one of them was getting flooded with other people's emotions, not being able to release out of them. And another is almost a sense of rejection, right? That, like, that this has to be a reciprocated, very obvious sign of connection that's going to limit, I'll say, would cross boundaries or make me not feel safe. Because frankly, I still get catcalled on the street. I still have situations where I don't want to make eye contact with someone, and that is okay, right? Like, that's important. That's another intuition popping up in me and saying, wah, 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 like, do this for your own good, right? So what I realized is that this connection can be a one-way street. It doesn't have to be reciprocated in order for me to feel connection to the world around me. So this let me relax into this mission and saying, you know what, the world doesn't have to love me back. People don't have to say hi to me. I don't have to be in situations that feel dangerous, but I can create the connection. So I really love this quote. I'm currently reading How to Fight by Thich Nhat Hanh, my favorite author and monk. And he writes, breathing with awareness, peace comes naturally. Just by practicing awareness of your breathing, the person you are having difficult with may not notice that there's a change taking place in you. Although you have not yet reopened communication or started the process of making peace with the other person, your peaceful energy has already had an effect on them. And now, of course, Thich Nhat Hanh specifically is talking about situations of conflict in this passage, but I think this is true of any interaction with other humans. When you approach it with your own peaceful energy and your own knowledge that you and the other person are not so very different, you feel more connected. And benefit, of course, if the other person gets a piece of these positive vibes, if they feel connected too. But on a personal level, the work has been done. You've acknowledged other person's humanity. You have felt that connection. You have absorbed some energy and been like, okay, I can read the situation, right? So what I'm saying is, in order for me to be connected, I don't need the other person to acknowledge the connection. I can see someone, I could see a homeless person on the street, I could see a person I'm in conflict with and say, hey, I see you. I see your humanity. I see that you have a range of human emotions. Hello. In all, it could be all in my head, and my work is done, and I will be connected. I will not be shutting myself out anymore. Now, the second piece of this, this other fear I mentioned, you know, I can feel things pretty deeply, and I think there is truly a fear of letting in too much energy, that if I allow in someone's sadness or pain or anger, that I won't be able to get myself out of that sadness or pain or anger. And this is something that comes up in Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. She talks about how this is a very common fear that stops people from being vulnerable. And it's exactly what I'm talking about here, really. You know, different words, but ultimately it's this fear of the other person's energy subsuming yours that can stop you from trying to make connection in the first place. And you know, over time, I'm realizing I don't have to be afraid of getting lost to my own sorrow, right? Like, I'm allowed to cry. I'm allowed to feel things. There's no shame in that. And if we trust our own spirit and we stay rooted in our own energy, I mean, that's that power of first, second, third chakras here. We stay rooted in our own energy. We won't lose our identity over to someone else's. We can maintain a healthy boundary and not get lost. So we can still be connected. We can still be authentic. We can still recognize humanity and be compelled to action rather than dissolving into a heap and not being subsumed. Now, I think this is a personal journey for people. You know, some people are very empathic. Some people really take on other people's energy. And so there is some work here of third chakra sense of I, knowing that I am not the same as you. I don't have to feel everything you're feeling, but I can recognize and acknowledge it, right? So for me personally, third chakra, running pretty strong, pretty heavy. Fourth chakra, not so much, right? So I'm saying I am so separate than you, I'm not going to feel anything you're feeling. Other people have the opposite. They're all connection and not enough separation. So you, of course, have to judge where you fall on this spectrum and affect your actions accordingly. So just like warning here, in my experience, might not be yours. So for me, this has been the secret to understanding and expressing that heart chakra connection, trusting that I personally can handle it, that I can feel human connection and not take on someone else's energy, that my acknowledgement of connection is enough, that I don't need to become someone's best friend in order to acknowledge their humanity, and allowing it to be a silent affirmation that keeps my boundaries intact. And keeping the boundaries intact, my heart and spirit can still blossom. That's how I am thinking about and working through these ideas of growing in the heart chakra. I would love to hear how this relates to your experience, especially, you know, if you have that experience of feeling like, I don't know if I can take on everyone's emotions, or if you feel like you take everyone's emotions on too much. I'd really love to hear what's going on in your brain. So please send me a message. I'm over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or you can always check out the website at BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. If you're interested in getting that weekly newsletter, it is up on my website. You can look for wherever it says the Discover Your Dosha quiz, or there's other little boxes peppered around to help you sign up for that newsletter. Sending you so much love and light. I am excited to see you all next week, or talk to you all next week. That light in me so humbly bows to that same light, that same humanity in you. Namaste, friends.